I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth visits a beehive in Wellfleet to learn about how beekeepers prepare their hives for winter.
So this is a smoker. It's a little metal can attached to a bellows. And that makes the bees kind of retreat.
That's my friend Ed Miller. He and his wife Teresa Parker started keeping bees a few years ago. I want to learn. After all, honey is our best local sweetener. So recently I signed on as their beekeeping apprentice. Their bees arrived in the mail in a package of 10,000. And now they're buzzing in and out of two hives on the edge of Ed and Teresa's garden.
So now that it's fall, well, our package is developed into not one, but now two separate colonies.
And if you look closely, you'll see a lot of the bees are arriving from the field loaded up with pollen. Some of it is yellow, some of it is orange. You'll see
they carry it under them.
They carry it on their legs. They have like saddlebags that they load up with pollen. And then when we open the hive, you'll see that they store it in some of the cells.
There's kind of a traffic jam because for one of our fall maneuvers is to reduce the size of the entrance to keep mice from getting in. So we've placed a mouse guard there already for the year, and that kind of slows up their in and out.
Apparently, mice are a problem over the winter because the bees form a tight, sleepy cluster to keep warm. The mice make their way into the hive to stay warm and eat honey, and will stay to raise their young if you let them. If this happens, eventually the mouse family will eat not just all the honey, but also the bees themselves. Teresa starts to pull open the top of the hive.
I'm just trying to lift the inner cover and finding that it's sticky. They will seal anything, any little opening that's under a quarter of an inch, they'll seal it up with propolis.
Propolis is essentially bee glue. The bees make it by mixing their saliva and beeswax with things like tree sap and other plant residues.
So it's solid against the winter wind. So they're already preparing in that way. I'm going to have to use the hive tool to get the top off.
Once we're in the hive, Ed and Teresa want to check on a few things. First of all, they want to make sure there's enough honey to last the bees through the winter. And they're also looking for signs that the colony is healthy.
I don't see a whole lot of drones, do you? So the drones are the male bees. They don't do any work other than impregnating the queen, if they're lucky. And they eat a lot. And since at this time of the year, the colony really needs to be saving and conserving food, what happens is something called the massacre of the drones, where the workers, who are all females, kill all the males.
So it's actually a good sign that most of the drones are dead. This tells us the worker bees are healthy, and there are lots of them flying in and out of the hive. But we still need to check on two things. The queen, and whether or not she's still healthy and laying baby worker bees, and also the supply of honey.
Now, this is good, because in this frame, what I'm seeing is just nothing but honey, nectar, and a little pollen.
Yeah, so the shape looks good. I guess I'm just wanting to see, is there larva somewhere?
Should we go further towards the middle?
Yeah.
We pull out a few frames, and just when they're starting to worry that the queen is not producing new workers, Ed spots the telltale white worms that are baby bees.
I see larva.
Do you? Oh, I do too. Oh, it's all full of larva.
Yeah, it looks great.
Ed and Teresa say the hive is in great shape to make it through the winter, for now. There are all sorts of challenges bees face, and always more jobs for beekeepers as the seasons change. To finish my apprenticeship, I'll visit the hive again over the winter, spring, and summer until we've followed the bees through a full year, and hopefully all the way to the honey harvest. I'll keep you posted. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Online, you can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report and find out more about beekeeping in our area. You'll also find a recipe there for a fall cocktail with hard cider, bourbon, and honey. That's all on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.